from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick and Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Well, every day I'm giving you guys a different NFL thought. Let me give you a wide receiver thought today. Yesterday, we saw T. Higgins sign his franchise tender. I think the best way to describe this or the comparison would be what we saw last year happen with the running backs. You remember, every running back that was due up for free agency got franchise tag last year. Josh Jacobs got franchise tag last year. And you saw a couple other ones. The names escape me right now off the top of my head. But we saw a couple different, Josh Jacobs got franchise tag. A couple different guys got franchise tag last year. And in order for you to come to work, because you don't have to report until you sign your franchise tag, the teams kind of incentivize it a little bit for you to get to camp. That's the same thing that happened to the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the terms have not been given, but I can go ahead and tell you how these terms went. So last year, when Saquon Barkley ended up signing his franchise tag tender, you guys know they get paid how we get paid. They get paid in weekly installments. Well, the Giants gave him some of the money up front just to come into work. Hey, we know we owe you $15 million over the course of the year. Instead of you getting these 17 game checks, why don't we go ahead and give you a couple of those game checks right now just to go ahead and show you how much we care about you and want you to come to work? That's what I'm going to guess has happened to T. Higgins. I do not think that T. Higgins is going to be on the team next year for the Cincinnati Bengals. I believe that T. Higgins is going to play for another team at the end of this year. Brandon Ayuk, he's an interesting case. Brandon Ayuk is out here playing the game. He is playing it. He was just on TikTok or Instagram with the phone conversation with another team's quarterback. Like, bruh, you are not slick. Why are you telling Jaden Daniels this, who plays for the Commanders, who would love to have you on their team and could use a veteran wide receiver? Why are you telling Jaden Daniels, oh, man, they don't want me no more? We know what you're doing. I actually think this. I'll give you a little bit of an NFL hot take right here. I think San Francisco pays Brandon Ayuk, and this is sort of the last year of their core. And at the end of the season, I could see them making a move potentially for Deebo Samuel. I could see them making a move. I don't know if you can keep both of them and you got to pay Brock Purdy. You still got George Kittle. You still got some of the other big contracts that are out there. What if you just made that swap? We're going to take the younger wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. Let's lock them both up for this year while our quarterback is still on a rookie deal. And then next year we'll make a decision about who we want and maybe we'll move on from Deebo Samuel. You could still get a first round pick for Deebo Samuel if you trade him. So a little bit of a hot take. I think Brandon Ayuk signs with San Francisco, and I think this could be the last year of Deebo Samuel in a Niners jersey.
Let's talk about your Niners hot take, because I don't think it's a bad take at all, but I'm curious, why would they give up on Deebo and not on George Kittle? Because you got Deebo locked in, you got the number done, He's the younger player. He's the versatile player. He's the player that at every turn you have made sure that, I mean, I know he was at the club last year with, you know, those champagne girls with the sign saying, you know, get him home or whatever. But why would you not give up on the 30-something tight end and instead give up on the 20-something wide receiver? I think you're on the right path. I think you picked the wrong player the Niners give up on.
I look at George Kittle. I think it's just going to be cheaper just because tight end two and wide receiver just is a different contract. Debo's going to be 29 at the end of this season, so he's getting real close to 30. And are we sure that it just wasn't a one-off year for Debo? So Debo is now entering year six in the NFL. That third year when Debo wanted to get paid, and I get why he wanted to get paid, oh, Debo had a year. Debo had 1,400 yards receiving. That's not really been what he's been since then. In 2022, he had 632 yards. In 2023, he had 892 yards. You're paying Debo to be wide receiver number one. That's not really what he's been since he signed that deal. I'm not sure if he's the best wide receiver on their team anymore. I think it could be Brandon Ayuk. So if you think you already got wide receiver number one, you believe that you've gotten the prime out of Debo Samuel, you and I both know sometimes the deal in the NFL is get out before it's too late. Remember, that's what the Falcons did with Julio Jones. Hey, it's over with Julio Jones. Let's cut our ties while we still can. Debo has only really had one of those kind of seasons. That 2021 year is an elite season. If you have 1,700 yards from scrimmage, that's a great year. But in 2022, he had less than 900 yards from scrimmage. Last year, he had a little less than 1,100 yards from scrimmage when you factor in the rush yards. I'm just not sure if Debo's that guy that we thought he was going to be.
Are we sure Ayuk is that guy? Because I'm going to use a stat that you love. You're going to enjoy this. Have you seen what Brandon Ayuk's targets have been the last 2 years? His two most productive years in that offense? I'll tell you. I have it right in front of me. In 2023, when he had 75 catches for 1,300 yards, great season for Brandon Ayuk, he had 105 targets.
It's a lot.
If you're getting 105 targets, maybe you don't get 1,300 yards, but you're putting up numbers. The year before, his first breakout year, he broke 1,000 yards. He had 78 catches. Do you know how many targets he had that season? 114. Is it possible that Brandon Ayuk is all about volume and he's that, hey, it's just he's a guy, but if you're giving any player in the modern NFL 105 or 114 targets, they're gonna eat. Like, Chiefs fans get their jokes off about a lot of Kadarius Toney. I get my jokes off of Kadarius Toney because he's not very good. But if he was traded to the Patriots tomorrow and they gave him 114 targets, you know what he's doing?
He wouldn't be healthy enough to get 114 targets. But I also, though, what I would counter with, though, is like, that's just standard for being a team's number one wide receiver. If you're going to play in 16, 17 games and you're going to be there, they're also going to throw you the ball 5 to 7 times every game. So I'm with you on targets, but if Debo hasn't been doing it and he hasn't been that number one option, somebody's got to catch the ball. And that guy has been Brandon Ayuk. So I don't disagree with your premise. I just think it's off on Brandon Ayuk in these last couple of years. I mean, last year was an elite season. You have 75 catches for 1,300 yards and 7 touchdowns, and you made, in my opinion, the play that turned things around for them in the NFC Championship game that really fueled their comeback. I understand why you want to get paid. If you're him, you're 26 years old, you're perceived to be entering the prime of your career, and you haven't made that second contract, that generational wealth, and you look at what your position says that it's worth, Brandon Ayuk is at a minimum a $25 million wide receiver. That's what the league tells you he's worth. So I get why Ayuk is mad about the way his contract situation is going. We'll just see if San Francisco is going to be the team that ultimately goes out and gives him his contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.